Jessica, written by Bryce Courtney and read by Humphrey Bauer. For years, folk would tell how at 10 o'clock on the last Monday morning in April 1914, Joe Bergman's girl, Jessica, came into town, leading a stock pony with a half-dead man on its back. Him lying with his arms slung around the horse's neck and his head lolling to one side, with a cloud of black flies about it, like the devil's halo. They recalled how this slip of a girl, wearing a man's flannel shirt, moleskins and stockman's boots, walked down the centre of the dusty main street in Narrandera, staring ahead of her, ignoring the folk who'd come out into the street. Twice she'd stumbled onto her knees from exhaustion, but she just picked herself up and kept going. There was blood on her arm and face, where she'd fallen somewhere out on the track. They told how she was no more than 200 yards from the courthouse when a mob of horsemen came galloping into town behind her. Must have been 20 or more, with rifles slung. She'd stopped and turned to face them, and unslung her rifle to fire two shots over their heads, bringing them to a halt in a cloud of dust. Then she'd turned, calm as you like, and taking up the reins, went on her way up the street, looking neither left nor right. One of the horsemen broke from the pack and came trotting up towards her, and she turned again with the rifle aimed straight up at him. She'd have fair dinkum shot him right out of the saddle if he'd come any further. The young bloke pulled his horse up and raised his hands in the air. "Jesse! Jesse, it's me, Jack! Jack Thomas! Don't shoot!" he called down at her. The girl stood and stared at the young horseman, the rifle still pointed at his chest. Then, without a word, she lowered the rifle and slung it, then turned back to the pony and continued leading it towards the courthouse. The young bloke turned his horse in and rode behind the pony with his hand held up, keeping the mob of horsemen behind him at bay. It was a sight the townsfolk would take to their graves. A lone girl with blood on her arms and face, no more to her than 100 or so pounds, leading a stock pony with no saddle, carrying a huge, lifeless-looking fella spread across its back, his cut and bloodied arms locked about the horse's neck.